Thousands of churches in the United States, Canada, and England are gearing up for a major outreach this fall. They're taking part in My Hope with Billy Graham 2014. Using a short film and other resources from My Hope, they'll come up with their own specific plans for sharing Jesus Christ with their local community. Here's Chris Bristow, Client Services Coordinator at the Pregnancy Resource Center of Charlotte. Using a video message from Billy Graham last year, her organization
participated in the My Hope with Billy Graham in 2013 by showing the video to our clients who attend our prenatal classes. These classes, actually called our Hope classes, are offered to male and female mom and dads-to-be. We coordinated with some partnering churches to provide a meal, and we scheduled three different showings, one for our adults, one for teens, and one for our Spanish-speaking clients.
The three showings were hosted by two female staff members and one male volunteer.
I shared my testimony, and so did Michael, for our adult and teen classes. And Bianca, one of our other staff members, shared her testimony with our Spanish-speaking clients.
The response to the video message and to the overall My Hope effort was wonderful.
I was blown away by the responses to the My Hope at the Pregnancy Center. After the meal, we showed the video and no one spoke. Everyone was engaged in the story. When it was time to share our testimony, I was really amazed at how many people related to what was being said by both Michael and myself. Whether it was relating to sexual abuse, promiscuity, drinking, drugs, etc., you could tell the clients really appreciated the truth being shared and the raw emotions felt when you share personal things.
Those personal messages, coupled with the gospel message from Billy Graham, really touched everyone there.
There were a lot of tears, a lot of laughter, but most of all, there was no mistaking the Holy Spirit's presence in that room.
Chris Bristow had told how Jesus helped her overcome memories and pain caused by sexual abuse.
I loved being able to share the truth of my past, that what the enemy meant for destruction, the Lord turned into a beautiful opportunity to share his love and bring him glory. There was one young lady in particular who really touched my heart. She nodded a lot while I was sharing my testimony, especially about being sexually abused. And she also cried as I was speaking. She said the fact that I could actually share my story in front of people I didn't even know, considering that it was always a dirty secret for her, was just something so uplifting and hopeful for her.
For Chris,
I just loved being able to share how our God is the ultimate healer and restorer. The My Hope was so effective because it was a wonderful tool to start a discussion on life without Christ and life with Him. We were able to get the clients thinking, discussing, and more importantly, planting a seed. The Spirit worked in about 20 people overall who accepted Christ. And if only one person had accepted Christ, I still would have said that the My Hope was an effective and successful tool.
And this year,
I will say absolutely that the Pregnancy Resource Center will be participating in the My Hope with Billy Graham again this November. It's just a wonderful tool to use for the glory of God and His kingdom.
You can be part of My Hope with Billy Graham 2014. To learn how or just to learn more about the outreach, go to myhopewithbillygraham.org. I'm Mike McLean.